Good evening, everybody. Okay, this is our final geography class. We finally made it. Thank you for being here. And what we're going to do tonight is really go a little deeper in what we were working on last week regarding the travels of Paul and the spreading of the gospel, especially to the Gentile world. And so I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. We're going to jump right into the table activity, and then at the end have a little wrap up regarding what we did tonight. So let's start with a prayer. And Les, could you lead our thoughts, please?
Dear Lord, we're so grateful for the blessings of every single day and thankful for the lives that you've given to us, and especially that we have found the truth and that we can live by it. And we appreciate your word that leads our paths in righteousness. And we pray that our time together spent here this evening is fruitful, that we know you better through these things and how the geography of the earth supports and upholds the truth of your word. And bless us in this time, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All kinds of sub-themes that we focused on. And one basic sub-theme is that these are real places involving real events and real people, because it reflects the reality of the scriptures. And so this is not, these are not accounts of people on land far away, but lands that we actually can understand and know even after 2,000 years. So last week we looked at how that the gospel spread to Gentile regions. And this map back here is what we produce, and everything looks great there. And that was, it shows the busyness of the gospel. And do you understand that that's only touching part of what's happening? Acts never intends to be, never claims to be a complete history. As somebody once said a long time ago, it's not just Acts of the Apostles, it's some of the Acts of some of the Apostles. So there was a whole lot more spreading of the gospel than even what's recorded in the book of Acts. But that right there shows us that this was a really busy time and a lot going on. And that's actually covering about a 30-year period, right here at 3, Ray. That's actually covering about a 30-year period, that activity. And so that even adds to its, frantic kind of atmosphere. Well, what we're going to do is highlight certain of the cities, because what you find in the book of Acts is that the Gospels work their way to certain key cities, and the cities become sort of the centers of the gospel work. And we understand that people move from city to city, that the regions around the city, the areas around the urban centers were affected by the gospel, but there is really a concentration. And it's just like cities now. Cities are hubs. If you live up in Madison County and you've got a serious medical problem, where do you come? Asheville. See how that works? And so things are not that different. So this is what we're going to do. You've got an assigned city. And what you've got on your table is that you've got either two books, two reference books and an article, or two articles and one reference book. You've also got some visuals printed out on pieces of paper, visuals that you can cut out and use. You've also got colored paper. You're going to need to be working on two pieces of that paper, but though I'm optimistic, I know that you could make a mistake, so I've given you an extra one. And if you mess up a third one, then I'll run and get you a fourth one. So this is what you're going to do. We're going to create some city. Excuse me, I'm going to slide right back by here. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you. We're going to create some signs from these pieces of paper. And these signs, this is all cardstock, so it's pretty hardy. You're going to create some information. I'm going to tell you what you're going to put on it. And so you're going to combine these two. You can do landscape or portrait. And we're going to do these cities. We're going to do Caesarea. We're going to do Antioch, which is here, Ephesus, Philippi, Thessalonica, Corinth, and Rome. And so when you produce your sign reports, just put it somewhere near. Like this would be a good place for Antioch. This would probably be a good place for Caesarea. This would be a decent place for Ephesus, Philippi. Just put them somewhere on this map. Okay, and so that's the cardstock you're working with. Now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to use two pieces of color paper to create signs that highlight the place of the city and the spread of the gospel. So this is what I want you to do. And after I give you this list, I'm going to show you a sample. And then I'm going to show you the list again. And you can work from that list that's projected. And so you're going to take those four pieces, those two pieces of paper, and you're going to divide them into four sections. They don't have to be equal, but they can be four quadrants, either landscape or portrait. And you're going to do these four things on those two pieces of paper. First of all, researching very quickly from these books and from these articles, list five fast facts that reflect what the city was like. Just some information. You can say population, location, what it's known for regarding commercially, some political fact about it, some fact about the gospel going there, anything like that. This is sort of your introduction to the city. The second thing you're going to do is select one or two key passages that connect that city to the spread of the gospel. Most likely the reference books or the articles you've got will contain New Testament references to that city. If not, I'll come around and be glad to provide you with those. But you've been working with those cities lately, and so hopefully you'll think of some passages. So some kind of text that just shows how this city was connected to the spreading of the gospel of Christ. And fourth of all, a third of all, you've got some images there. If you want to put one image or two images, I've got some images there on your table. You can cut those out with the scissors and use those to illustrate the place. Some of these are images of ruins. Isn't that an interesting term? Ruins. The ruins of Rome. Oh, I'm excited. We get to see the ruins of Rome. The ruins? You see what that says about these cities? They're temporary platforms for the eternal work of God in the gospel. So, some of these images are like diagrams of the cities, like little maps of the city. Some of them are illustrations of some artist has created a rendition of that city. So everybody's got different things. And then fourth of all, I want you to write just a summary paragraph, three, four sentences. Two sentences does not a paragraph make. Let's go three or four sentences or so, summarizing how the gospel came there, the relationship the city had to the gospel. Is it connected to Peter or to Paul? Anything that's like that. For instance, here's a sample. I did Jerusalem. So we're not doing Jerusalem at the tables. This is our example. So as you can see here, here are five fast facts right there about Jerusalem. Here is an image of a model of the temple. Here are two verses about the gospel starting to be preached in Jerusalem and how that the religious leaders were complaining because they'd filled Jerusalem with this teaching about Jesus. And they're complaining about it. The city's filled with it. And then here's a little summary paragraph about Jerusalem and the gospel. The gospel was first preached in Jerusalem. After Christians began to be persecuted, they started to radiate outward to other places. Philip, Barnabas, Peter, and other earlier messengers of Christ came out of Jerusalem. The Jerusalem church grew to be at least 5,000 before they were dispersed. Jerusalem became the focal point later for Gentile Christians to send aid to needy saints. So you see that in the letters, like Corinthians, etc. So that's an example of what you're going to do. So you're going to take those two pieces of cardstock and create those four bits of information or those four types of information, how you describe the city. You can go one way or the other. And when you're done, using the push pins or tacks over there in that table, put them somewhere somewhat adjacent to where it's located. We can't really put it where it's located as long as we surround it. Of course, Rome's over here. Group 7's got Rome, so you got a good place to put yours. We'll just put them where we can. Okay. Any questions? That's the sample. Here are the directions again. Any questions? Could be a good idea to divide up the work. Divide and conquer is a good idea. Any questions? Okay, go for it. Okay, we've got a couple of groups putting their finishing touches on it. Let me have your attention over here. Because you say right where you're at, that's great. You know, what this whole thing's been about, if you go back to the first class, is how that there is this shrinking and expanding of the geographic scope. And the Bible starts off with the whole world, geographically, with the creation. And then it shrinks down to this region here in the Middle East. Eventually shrinks down even more to Israel. And then expands a little bit more to the captivities, back down to Palestine for the New Testament, and then to the Mediterranean region there in the New Testament. But we know that the New Testament also says that the gospel was going to go even beyond the Mediterranean region. And so when you think about, in light of that map back there, how the gospel has traveled, that's sort of a representation of how the gospel has traveled to this geographic location. And so it just says you've made maps or signs and posters about Ephesus and Corinth and Philippi. It's just as appropriate for us to have signs about Asheville. And this is the paragraph, okay? As he has done since Pentecost, God has combined certain people at Asheville and is unfolding certain events that will lead to the spread of the gospel and salvation of souls. The same work seen in the New Testament is being carried on out here. And all such work, all of it, everything you see up there, everything you see on all these posters and maps that we've made, all such work, including this work, will end when Christ's kingdom is delivered to the Father in eternity. In a way, all this work in this space is to create a kingdom that will transcend this world to the much better world.
Amen.
All right, then get the pews and then we'll have our poll.